Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. We're going to start the show off, the week off, with a bang. During the first half hour, we're going to be talking with Steve Lapidus about special promotion Age Force is running. And then later in the show, Sean Phillips joins us to talk about the subject at hand, which is what can we learn from the movie Groundhog Day? This is a serious subject. I know that many of you probably think it's tongue-in-cheek, but I promise you'll get something good out of it. Okay, so let's get on with the show. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, Steve Lapidus. How are you?
Thank you, Carl. Great to be back. And like you you said in your introduction, we're very excited about a promotion we've made available for Superhuman Radio. It's a limited time offer, and we're tremendously excited about it.
Now, what exactly is the offer, first of all?
Well, we decided to take our two best-selling patches. That's our HGH Power Patch and our Testo 100 testosterone booster patch, and make them available with a 2-for-1, where you can the banners are up on the Superhuman Radio website. Two very prominent banners at the top of the page. Click on those banners; it takes you to a special order page. And we always want to remind everybody. Bookmark the order page, because the only way you can get to this order page is either by clicking on the banners or by bookmarking it so that you have it in your computer.
Right. It's not available to the general public, in other words.
Right. You cannot navigate to this page. Special page we put up for Superhuman Radio.
Okay.
And on that page, you have both the testosterone, Testo 100, and the Power Patch. You can order one or both of them. And I'll talk about the two of them in combination a little bit later, Carl. But and use any of our order options, the auto ship or the 30, 90, or 100, or 180-day order options, and we double your order. If you order a 90-day supply, we'll ship you a 180-day supply. Order a 180-day supply, we'll ship you a 360-day supply. The auto ship works a little bit differently. Usually our auto ship call, as you well know, is we ship every 30 days as long as somebody is, wants to continue in the auto ship. You can cancel at any time, but we ship every 30 days unless we hear differently. With the 2-for-1, we ship every 60 days and you get a 60-day supply for the 30-day auto ship price. So, in all instances, whether you're getting, the auto ship or the single orders, you're getting, in effect, getting the product at half price. And, we get a lot of emails call when, somebody's taking a look at a 2-for-1 auto ship offer. How long is it good for? The 2-for-1 auto ship, you'll get shipped every 60 days, build the 30-day auto ship price every 60 days, and that'll stay in effect as long as you keep elect to keep your auto ship active. There is no time limit on it. So it's a great deal.
So it's in the buyer's hands to cancel that if they want to.
Oh yeah, our auto ship is very consumer friendly. You can cancel an auto ship with us any time prior to the next bill and ship date. We don't take phone cancellations, and that's to avoid misunderstandings. We want an email. Send us an email. Cancel my auto ship. Within an hour or two, you have an email back confirming that the auto ship is canceled. So we have a record, and the customer has a record. And it's worked very well for us.
Yeah, no one has been disappointed with the cancellation process.
No. It's something that we've refined over the years, and right now it's very consumer friendly. It's good for the consumer, and it works for us because everybody knows what's going on.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say these. We're going to do it again and again now.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, you go. I'm going to wait. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the reason we picked the Power Patch and the testosterone booster, the Testa 100, is we did some research in our order database, and with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of customers, we found that 40% of our Power Patch customers also purchased the testosterone booster. Which is, you take a look at that 40%, and it's even a bigger number because the testosterone booster is primarily for males. So when you see that 40, and our Power Patch customer base is about 60% male, 40% female. So the fact that so many Power Patch customers also order the testosterone booster is to us very illuminating. We know it's a great combination for fitness and health, and obviously consumers know that as well.
Now, do you rate these two patches as the top number one and number two patches?
Yeah, Power Patch is our number one selling patch. The testosterone booster is our number two seller. And close on its heels is the that new weight loss patch, and coming on like crazy is the energy, the 10-hour energy patch.
Okay, and I want to talk about the 10-hour energy patch towards the end of the interview. But getting back to this here, so people can buy one of these patches, either the Power Patch or the testosterone boosting patch. Or both of them for a buy one, get one free. Now, what if you've got somebody who's already buying the Power Patch and they want to add the Testo 100 using the buy one, get one free? There's no problem with that, right?
No, none at all. None at all.
Just and what about if somebody if somebody is already getting these patches, decides they want to cancel and reorder under the buy one, get one free?
Well, that's the, we take the good with the bad. Yeah. When we run a promotion like this, we understand, it's no different than going into a department store after a sale is, you bought something at full price and then you go in 2 weeks later, you see it on sale. Unlike any good department store, we work with people that
make them happy.
That experience that, sure, okay. Sure. We understand. We're consumers, so we understand those things.
Now, what about this notion that, and I want to bring this up right now, because there are people out there who are fence sitters. They're looking at this patch and they're thinking to themselves, I would really like to try this patch or that patch. But, I'm just skeptical that there's even anything in these patches. This is nothing more than a Band-Aid. What would you say to people out there who are concerned about that?
Well, that's something we bump up against quite often. We see it on, some blogs. We see it on in some forums or what have you, the naysayers. And, we choose not to get into a dogfight. That's, again, we're a pharmaceutical company. We know what we do. We know what we don't do. One of the things that, first of all, when you see our patches, they are very flat. And, to all intents and purposes, they do look like a Band-Aid. But on our website, we have a page that talks about transdermal patches. And we talk a great deal about the five different types of patches that are medical patches that are available to us. And we've tested them all, and we find that the most effective patch that's available to us is a patch where the formula is blended into the adhesive.
Right.
It's a very sophisticated process, okay, it's called a formula in adhesive patch. It's one of the more expensive patches to make because the production is very, very complex. But every one of our formulas are blended into the adhesive of the patch. When you place the patch on your skin, the body heat activates the formula delivery in the adhesive.
Right.
And over a period of roughly 8 hours, You know, it's not a computer-driven thing. It's, you know, it depends on where the patch is placed, what have you. But over a period of 8 hours, the formula leaches out of the adhesive into transdermally through the derma or the skin into the small capillaries and henceforth into the bloodstream. But again, you know, people go, we must have tens of thousands of emails over the years. Well, I just got these patches and they look like Band-Aids. Well, you know, what's in them? But that again, is the single best delivery system, in medical patches for dietary supplements. Prescriptive medication, maybe there are other patch configurations that are reservoir patches, what have you. But for our patches, when you get them, they look like a Band-Aid. They got the adhesive, but that formula is in the adhesive. Exactly what we say is in there is in there. And again, you know, proof positive is take the energy patch. You know, we have got, you know, this placebo effect call, as you well know.
Right.
But some things are hard to fake.
Imagine, right?
Take our energy patch. I mean, we in 2 short months, we've got tens and tens and tens of thousands of customers, and I can't tell you how many emails. Wow. This patch is spectacular. I cannot believe what's going on with this patch. You can't fake that. You can't fake putting somebody to sleep. Our melatonin patch helps you get a better night's sleep, along with many, many other health and fitness benefits melatonin has. But again, this isn't a placebo effect. I mean, I don't want to, you know, he who doth protest too much. I don't want to overdo this, but
right.
Rest assured, we're not a scam company. We do what we say, and our formulas are advanced, scientific formulas, and they are in those patches, and they are delivered just as we say they are.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Steve Lapidus. They are offering the Superhuman Radio audience exclusively this buy one, get one free offer for either the Power Patch, which has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone in it, or the Test Booster, Testo 100 patch, which has so many different clinically proven testosterone boosters in it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
We especially like. Which ones? You know, the ones with the
protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high powered, stimulant free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Sean Phillips will be joining us as we talk about what can we learn from the movie Groundhog Day. It's going to be an interesting discussion, I promise you. Right now we're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. They have bundled two patches. They have taken two of their most popular patches, and they're offering the Superhuman Radio audience an exclusive buy one, get one free, and that is the Testo 100 patch and the Power patch, which has real growth hormone in it. Let's talk about the difference between these two patches for a second. Obviously, one is designed to elevate levels, while the other one is actually delivering the required or the chosen ingredient. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone in it, correct?
That is correct. You know, interesting. We even in this day and age of genetic engineering, call we must get 25, 30, 40 emails a week from people. Where does your human growth hormone come from? You know, as you well know, up until around the late 80s, human growth hormone had to be harvested from cadavers. But with the advent of genetic engineering, human growth hormone today is genetically engineered. It's identical to real growth hormone in every respect. Interesting to note, Call the human growth hormone we use, which is from the largest United States manufacturer of human growth hormone, genetically engineered human growth hormone in the United States, is genetically engineered from a plant protein. People, a lot of that gets some eyebrows up when people hear that, but it's the molecule is identical in every respect to actual human growth hormone that the pituitary gland produces.
Okay, now the opposite is going on with the Testo 100 patch. There's not real testosterone in there. There is actually a variety of different secretagogues. Now
that is correct.
Each of these secretagogues are different in what they do, right?
That is correct. But we've got a formula where they work in harmony and create a real synergy. Real testosterone is a prescriptive medication. You need a prescription for testosterone. That's not what this patch is about. This patch is designed to, the nutrients in the patch, and there are 22 of them, are designed to, they enter your bloodstream, and they're designed to stimulate one's testes to produce more of your own natural testosterone, elevate your testosterone levels, and it's extraordinarily effective. Carl, it's not instant gratification. You can't put the patch on and your whole world turns 180 degrees inside of a day or two. It takes a while. It's a cumulative effect, but this patch just does its job. It elevates testosterone levels over a period of time and creates just a tremendous amount of health and fitness benefits.
Okay, and so each of these patches independently have risen to the top of popularity with your current buyers. Why are you even doing this? Why are you running this kind of a special?
Well, again, we want to encourage new trial. Today, and I don't say this in any negative way, but today the consumer is motivated by a value. And a 2-for-1 value, which is in effect half price, is a terrific motivator. And we know that once somebody uses the testosterone patch or the power patch, we know historically that they stay with it because they're getting the benefits that they had hoped to get when they placed their order. So, someone that starts off with a 30-day trial or a 90-day trial, winds up ordering again or becoming an auto ship customer. And, we can make a modest profit with a 2-for-1 when we're giving one free. And, want to expand the customer base, pure and simple. And, of course, I think your listening audience should know that you beat us up pretty good for this promotion.
Well,
I'm always asking
sponsors to do something special to try to make
it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure to do that. When I say you beat us up, you're very persuasive, and wanted to put our best foot forward, and that's our two best-selling patches. So it's a great, great value.
Now,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
How long will this offer be available to the audience?
No, we haven't made an end date, Carl. It's the kind of thing we'll talk to you about, but it is limited. It won't be up there, without an end date. No, we'll talk about it, but I would urge your listeners to get their orders placed so that they're not disappointed.
Okay. What about the fat loss patch? I know that I've gotten a couple emails that I've forwarded on to you from listeners who have sung some praises about the fat loss patch. Is that still a popular patch, or because we're coming to the end of the summer,
yeah,
people aren't gravitating towards it now?
No, the fat loss, it's our third bestseller now, it's interesting. It's so good that we get auto ship cancellations, but it's good news, bad news when we get it. Whenever we get an auto ship cancellation on the weight loss patch, it's somebody that says, I hate to cancel and I'll order again someday, but right now I've reached my weight loss goals. So, the patch is terrific. It works. I mean, it is just, and word of mouth is just, friends telling friends or relatives, hey, how'd you lose the weight? It's a terrific, terrific product. These two fat burning peptides are extraordinary, and this patch works. I mean, certainly there are people it doesn't work for them, but again, we don't know who's sitting on a couch drinking, their ice cream milkshakes every night with candy bars and not getting any exercise. But there's no way for us to know that. But if you live a healthy lifestyle, get some exercise, and eat properly, this patch is going to help you lose weight.
Yeah.
No question about it.
What else is new on the horizon for AgeForce? Anything exciting coming out that you can?
We're kind of into a mode, Carl, where we're looking at all of our existing formulas. Science doesn't stand still, and a formula that was cutting edge a year ago may not be cutting edge today in light of new discoveries, new ways to improve formulation. So for the next couple of months, we're going to be taking a we're in the middle of it now, but we're reviewing every formula, seeing how we can make formulas better, more effective. Our production, how we can produce more efficiently. Whenever we upgrade a formula, and we take the testosterone patch, we've upgraded that formula three times in the last year and a half. Those are always running changes. We do the formula upgrades with no additional cost to our customers. But that's kind of the mode we're in right now. One of reviewing formulas and making sure that each formula is as good as it can be.
Yeah, the most current current science. I mean, I remember you did that with the testosterone boosting patch not too long ago. You added a couple things.
That is correct. We added three aspartic acid, And I always have to tell your listeners, I'm not a lab guy, so if I
know they give you a hard time because you mispronounce the some of the
ingredients. You do that, Androstrione. How do I do that?
The Androstene Trione was one of them. They were thinking now, but more recently, didn't you add Macuna Purinus?
Stinging nettle root Mura Palma.
Oh, okay. You're looking at other things to add to it as well at the same time.
That is correct. Always trying to make the formulas better.
And for those people who've never encountered how easy it is to cancel an order with you, just explain to them the long, laborious method of canceling their auto ship order.
It's so simple. For the first 7 or 8 years that our company was had the website up, we accepted phone cancellations, and that led to so many misunderstandings. When someone got an order, they say, "Hey, I called you, I canceled my order." We know they didn't, because we log all our phone calls. So we came up with a very simple system. Send us an email if you want to cancel an auto ship order. Your name, please cancel my auto ship for X patch. Do it before the next bill and ship date, and within 2 hours, you get an email back from us confirming that the order was canceled. That way we have a paper trail, the customer has a paper trail, there are never misunderstandings. It couldn't get any easier.
How does somebody know when their next bill and ship date is? Do they have that information readily available?
The computer is set to bill and ship and auto ship every 30 days. Not every same day of a month, of course some months have 31 days, some in February 28th. But every 30 days from the original date of the order, the auto ship bills and ship. The only exception to that is the 2-for-1 auto ship, which bills and ships every 60 days from the date of the original order, and the customer's only charged for the 30-day order ship price. So if you've got a regular order ship, it's every 30 days. If you have a 2-for-1, you're shipped every 60 days.
Yeah, okay. It's a very, very simple process. Okay, so yep. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the Age Force banner ad. If you have an interest in trying the Testo 100 patch or the Power patch, this is a great opportunity. Buy one, get one free, half price, whatever you want to call it. It's a discount. And, of course, Age Force is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, and we wouldn't have them on the air if we thought they were scammers. And, I've gotten heat from some people out there who have become self-appointed, most intelligent people in the supplement industry. And I can tell you right now, if you really think that these patches don't work, how do they put nicotine in them and sell nicotine patches? I mean, there's so many patches out there now. This is not rocket science anymore. I'm sorry, Steve. I don't mean to diminish your intelligence and the thoroughness of your organization. All Steve is doing is taking unique ingredients that most people don't want to bother putting in patches and putting them in patches for a small segment of the population, which happens to fall into the category of my audience. Performance-enhancing patches. That's all this is. But, I mean, come on. These are not Band-Aids with nothing but adhesive on them. Or the folks that are taking the melatonin patches wouldn't fall asleep when they abandon their oral melatonin and start using this patch. And the people who are taking the energy patches wouldn't feel the energy. You can't fake energy. If you're tired, you're not going to put a patch on that's really a Band-Aid and go, "Oh, wow, I really feel energetic now." No, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, for those of you out there who want to, bash, but understand that this is very, very simple science. It really is.
Real quick, Carl, before I leave.
Yes.
Last week we put up a new page on our website called our customer reviews page. We get tens of thousands of emails every month. We took every product we've got and we put up some of those emails. So if somebody wants to see, these are real emails. We don't play around, or the FTC would come down on us like a ton of bricks. These are real emails from real customers, real people, with their comments about our products. It's a very interesting page. We urge your listeners to take a look at it.
There you go. People telling other people what they think of the product. Nothing works better than that. Steve, thanks so much for being on the show today, and thanks for making.
Thanks for having me call.
Okay. Talk to you soon. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Sean Phillips on the show. We're going to discuss with Sean what we can learn from the movie Groundhog Day. You're going to like this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, the aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
I'm fergalicious. So delicious.
Axel, I'll get you for this, Axel.
She's fergalicious. Okay. I've got Sean Phillips joining me now, all the way from Golden, Colorado. How you doing, Sean?
I'm great, Carl. Great to be here as always.
Yes. And, you know, Sean Phillips, one of the things I love about Sean is a thinking man. He has an amazing physique, very, very strong guy, but clearly, frontal lobe is his greatest asset. And, that's why I needed him to join me for this discussion today. The discussion is, what can we learn from watching the movie Groundhog Day? And the reason we're having this discussion is last week we did a show about gratitude. And I don't know that you caught this particular show, but I had Brooks Kubik on last week, Sean, because I was actually not going to do a show last Wednesday. I had plans on rerunning an old show, but I had an encounter with an old codger at the local grocery store and realized one of the greatest anti-aging remedies in the world that works for everybody doesn't cost a penny, and works immediately is an attitude adjustment. You are younger. You feel younger. You look younger when you have gratitude and happiness and joy in your life. And I got more positive comments about doing that impromptu last second show. But one of the things that we talked about on the show, and actually there was mentioned again during some other shows, just kind of extraneously, was the importance for consistency. And I love what you like to say. You always say, rinse, what is it? Lather, rinse, repeat, right?
Yeah, lather, rinse, repeat. Yep.
And you know, most of us don't do anything long enough to even find out if it's working or it's not. You know, you can learn a lot if something's not working. Then you can say, okay, it doesn't work. I'll never do that again.
Yeah, well, it's chasing our tails, going around in circles. I want to reflect on the gratitude, which I caught most of the show, and I you know, it's a favorite subject of mine. I've posted on my blog a while back. I think it was part of a TED talk with Martin Seligman, and it was a gratitude practice, a gratitude exercise, and it was really a formally laid out reflection on going back and expressing gratitude to some people, and they're talking about the medical influences of that.
These are measurable results.
Yes.
When people who feel gratitude in their lives are healthier, they seem to prosper more. And I talked about that whole chicken and egg thing. I am a firm believer from my own life experience that when I finally embrace gratitude, doors open, things happened. It wasn't the other way around for me.
Yeah, amen. So what happened at the grocery store?
I was waiting for the bank to open and I was caught up in a radio show. I was enjoying the radio show. So I pulled up in the fire lane, but not blocking any traffic. The fire lane is recessed along the side of the building so that the lanes of traffic through the, parking lot I was not sticking out. I was actually really like parked off to the side, but they have those yellow hash marks and it says fire lane, no parking. Because I was looking through the window, waiting for the bank to open exactly at 10 o'clock. Then I was going to park and go in, but I wanted to wait, you know, and watch. And this old guy pulls up behind me. He's got the handicap sticker hanging from his windshield and he's shaking his head and flailing his hand at me and comes up next to me. And I roll down my window and he goes, you know, you're not supposed to be parked over there. That's not a park. I says, well, I'm not parked. I'm standing, you know, because there's a big difference yeah. for those of you who don't know the difference. Between parking and standing. Standing means you're attending the car is running, and if there's an emergency, you can put it in drive and pull away immediately. The car is not unattended. But he parked his car, came around, and walked towards my car, and he was still kvetching at me. And so finally, I rolled down the window and I said, you know, something to the effect of, you know, life is too short. This is all you have to do is worry about where somebody else parks. I says, for crying out loud, why don't you find something to be happy about? And then he encountered another old guy walking out, and they're both looking at me, pointing their hands and waving their hands at me. And I'm thinking, and that's when I had like an epiphany. I was like, you know what? Being old is a mindset.
Yeah.
He was hunched over. He was angry. His face was all rumpled up, and he was the epitome of what we think of when we think of old. If you want an anti-aging remedy, gratitude, joy, happiness, smile. And don't be worried about other people's, you know, misfortunes and shortcomings. Just focus on the good things in life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and people become a caricature of their, you know, least and best and worst traits, right?
Right.
As they age. And I mean, I can say this from things that were a hitch in your get along in your teens and 20s could become a real pathology by the time you're in your 40s, right?
Big time. Yes, you're right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so you either correct, and I mean seriously correct, or, you know, I mean, it's that small thing. I've got a friend of mine in the marketing world, Dean Jackson. I'll just name him, right? Do you know Dean Jackson?
No, I don't. I don't.
Great guy. Amazing, amazing marketer. I worked with Dean for years. Dean used to be a professional tennis player. He's, you know, late 40s now, and Dean's about 300 pounds. And I have these long talks with Dean. I go, Dean, how'd you get 300 pounds? He goes, I earned every pound of it. 1 month, 1 pound a month over
right.
25 years.
Right. Right.
You know? It's a habit. It's just a habit. It just
See?
Happened that
and
way.
There's a perfect example that consistency works.
Yeah, exactly. No, really. Because he hasn't done anything except the same simple things. I mean, you talk about consistency in Groundhog Day. I come back to the, you know, two things. One thing I talk about in Strength for Life, which is rituals. I really say the life, the foundation of your life and things is rituals. And I believe that quantum change, because we're all looking for quantum change. We want this quantum superhero change now, you know? And so we look for quantum solutions. Well, quantum change doesn't come from quantum solutions. It comes from small things repeated daily. I call rituals.
Right.
So, well, that's the change.
Okay, but let's stay with that for a second, okay? The problem in my, okay. First of all, let me punctuate this by saying Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, he fought against repeating that day over and over again. It wasn't until he submitted to it. He started to enjoy it. He started to see it as an opportunity to continue to work until he got the day right. Okay. So, you know, a lot of people see this as, you know, this frustrating. Oh, you know, this is ridiculous. No, it's not. You know what? You are damned to repeat things over and over again until you get them right. That's the way life is. So that movie is really a kind of like a microcosm of how our lives are. Now, coming full circle to something that you just said about rituals. Okay. The problem that I find is, how do you harness deferred gratification? We all know what deferred gratification is, but why are so few of us willing to wait for it?
I would say because we're not really able to tolerate the anxiety and discomfort that exists in the present moment.
Okay, so let's say that's true. So then how can we take the present moment? We see our long-term goal out there, right? Whether it is to become shredded, to become healthy, to squat more, to bench more, or just to look a certain way or be a certain way. It could be success in business, could be success in a relationship, whatever that is. We see that objective. It's out there, right? And we're all the way back here. And so we're caught up in, as you put, the anxiety of being back here. We want that now. Okay. How do we find the value in the journey? Because that's what it, for me, what I learned a long time ago was, yeah, I want that out there, but I'm here right now. There's got to be some value to being here right now. How do you teach people to find value in the journey? Why is that the only reward? Why can't the increments leading to that be equally rewarding?
Well, and they are when you get the joke. It's like the joke. It's the punchline. And the punchline, unfortunately, usually comes the long way, the long, hard way. It's like you try everything else. I mean, the one thing that Bill Murray has in the movie, and you said it, and I use the word really, is surrender. Surrendering to what is. Surrender. I mean, surrender is the first path of recovery. Surrender is the first path of everything. I mean, really, it's letting go of and being in. And once you let go of, you can be there. Now, I'm going to go back to something I wrote on Facebook yesterday, which is just kind of poignant that this timing of the show comes up. I don't know where it pops in my head. I wrote this. I said, weight loss has less to do with following the right diet than it does to stepping into the fear and resistance and developing the strength to be present, to really be here and coping with each moment the way it is. And so how is that? Now, let's talk about that from, that sounds very Buddhist, which it probably is, has a lot of presence to it. Let's go into something more fundamental, which is, how do we tolerate the journey? How do we go there? Well, we take steps. I say success begets success. When we know that the reward isn't the 400 pound or 500 pound bench press, but the reward is doing what I had written down, achieving my goals, getting feedback. I say, you know, I look at sports like tennis and I say tennis is addictive because it has instant feedback. I hit the ball, it goes in. I hit the ball, it goes out. I can correct and do it again.
Yeah.
We don't get that in physical stuff. We don't get it. So we overtrain, we undertrain, we're running around with our eyes shut in the dark, thinking more motivation is going to solve the problem or more something. The reality is we need to get what we're doing now and get the feedback for it. I mean, I teach people in Strength for Life small things about incremental movement. I look at what's the reward? What's the reward in this moment? I teach people how to eat food that feels better and do it in a way that rewires their senses. So it's not, I mean, most people's idea of food has something to do more like, it's more like loud rock and roll music that's deafening your ears and you can no longer hear a concerto. You can no longer hear Bach or Beethoven. You've got to be able to quiet things down and get the right feedback loop. It's feedback loop. How do you get a feedback loop set up?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so that means that you have to pay attention to what you're doing now and see its value. Okay, so now let's talk about something else, okay?
Yeah.
Regardless of what you're doing, I say this. Make a decision. Stick to that decision. And stick to that decision as long as it takes you to determine whether it's working or it's not. The problem that I have is most people abandon a given decision just short of elucidating its effect on themselves. So, for instance, overtraining. I have been purposely flirting with overtraining. I have been working on an overreaching program, and I'm going to continue to do it until one of two things happen. I truly overtrain and I can't go on any further, or I see results from it. I believe that most people give up way too soon before they actually see whether or not something has merit or not. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, I agree. I mean, it's the quick fix, addictive nature of moving from thing to thing, place to place, and not actually being with it. And I think that that's, I mean, sticking to something, I mean, making a decision that you're going to do something for a said period of time and doing it, just following through. And I think that's the contract and agreement of setting something up front that says, I'm going to repeat this pattern, for 6 weeks, whatever it is, and see what then reflect on what it can do for me or what it did for me, what I got out of it, because there's something to be gained out of it, but there's nothing to be gained if you're going to change your hairdo every single day. You're not going to get any feedback loop. You can't measure success. You also can't measure failure, which might be an advantage for some people.
You can't measure failure?
Well, you can't really measure failure if you haven't stuck with something.
Yes.
You can blame. You can blame and absolve yourself of responsibility.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some other thing that has been around in the psychobabble sphere for many, many years. The fear of failure, the fear of success. We're talking with Sean Phillips, author of Strength for Life. We're going to cover this subject a little bit further. I promise you, this is going to be a really, really important show for all of you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I get everything right. I get up and swing. You make me sing.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 Uhr hier auf We Got Soul FM. Und ich habe hier einen heißen Track für einen heißen Tag. Max, sehr schön, dass du wieder da bist, Löwe.
Es ist schön, dich zu sehen, Love. Hab mich vermisst.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with author of Strength for Life, Sean Phillips. By the way, Sean, I was checking out your Facebook page today. Dude, you have one of the best physiques I've ever seen. What I really like about your physique is you have a degree of what is clearly sustainable muscle. You don't have to do heroic things to maintain it. You don't have to use drugs to maintain it. But what a pretty physique you have, man.
Thanks. I'm gifted. I think, there's always that balance between genetics and hard work and being realistic and putting it all together. But I appreciate it. And it's nice to have that reflection. I mean, by the way, I love the music we come in from the show.
I have quite an eclectic, array of mashups that I get emails from listeners all the time. Want to know how they can get them. You can't. They're here. That's it. Listen to the show. That's it. But okay, so let's talk about something. We all know these people, and I'm guilty of it myself from time to time. Threatening to do something. I'm going to do a competition, but it's going on 5-10 years. They've been talking about it. They start out, they don't finish. You believe in the fear of success? You believe in that whole notion?
I think that there's a certain fear in people. I think it depends on how you're raised as a child and type of mindset that we get brought up in. And I think that fear can be more threatening than success, because the fear, it comes back to that fear of not being loved, not being wanted kind of thing, and I don't want to be too cliche. My wife is a psychologist and I've read everything there is to know on the subject. But I do get it. And I do have my own parts where I have scotomas in my life where I block certain things or don't take certain actions.
Okay. So with that, let's get back to submission for a second, because obviously submitting to, as Bill Murray finally did. I mean, Bill Murray didn't have a choice. I mean, every morning he woke up and he heard Sonny and Cher singing on the alarm clock, looked out the window and it was Groundhog Day all over again. He tried to get away. He tried to resist. He even tried to escape the town, but got snowed in and had to go back. Then finally, it was almost effortless. He just went with it. He just submitted to it. He actually started to have fun with it. Can you submit without being afraid, or does submission always imply fear because of the unknown?
I think submission releases the fear. I think that's what's beyond the fear. I think the fear is the resistance. Fear and resistance are the same thing. I mean, resistance is just a higher tone of fear. I think it's letting go. I mean, really, if you think about the theme of the movie, I mean, it's a poignant, deep, really reflective piece that. And, what a great tale to talk about and apply so many areas of your life, which is, I can't tell you how many times over the years I've come, I'm at one now. You come to a certain impasse and you just let go of it, and you move through it versus fight around it, I mean, it's that cliche, let go, let God kind of thing, but it's just just let go.
Well, and see, I had Dr. Jim Manganiello on the show not too long ago, who is a clinical psychiatrist who is also very spiritually evolved. And we talked about this notion. I said, when it comes to the day to die, I want to be able to treat it like snow day. When you got snowed in, you couldn't get to the banks. The banks were closed. Nobody expected you to do anything because you were snowed in. So you actually sat back, relaxed, and enjoyed the day. That is a form of submission. And I think that there are practicing submission in healthy ways is actually a very, very effective way to make progress. I think a lot of people think of submission as giving up. Do you think of submission as giving up or giving in?
Oh, it's funny. I wrote a blog on the subject, giving up or giving in, actually the language I use. And submission or surrender, however you want to do it, I think is a move of strength. And it's about giving to the inside and giving, you know, letting go of the ego, letting go of the construct, letting go of the world. I mean, it's the matrix in some ways, right? We hold on to the matrix. Once we can accept and submit to the existence of the alternate reality, we can actually embody in it. I mean, that really, I mean, if you think of the theme of the matrix, to actually be in it was to surrender to it.
Right. Right, right. It's interesting. Okay.
It's a universal theme. It's everywhere.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why this is an important show, because this isn't just about redefining your body. This is about redefining your life. What tangible things do you think people can do, in order to, well, first of all, wait, let me back up. You talked about ritual. What's the difference between a ritual and a habit? Why don't I just want to develop habits?
Well, I think about it this way. A lot of people say, well, you know, let's create these positive habits. But habits generally, you know, this is one of those things of language and thinking language, you know, a lot of people isn't to think it's not connected to our subconscious and intent and meaning is a mistake. And when we talk about habits, the languaging around habits is usually, well, that's, oh, man, I've got this habit of blank. Oh, I got to get rid of this habit. I have a habit of smoking. I have a habit of this. We rarely ever go, man, I got this habit. It's just helping me kick ass in the world, right?
Right.
I mean, really, we have habits that we want to get rid of. So there are things that we attach like a negative get rid of energy. And then all of a sudden we come up, we read this book and we say, well, I got to build a whole bunch of new habits. And everybody else is like, what? I got to get rid of some habits. So I think let's just keep it clear. Get rid of habits and create rituals. Rituals, I think, are life supporting, life sustaining, life building movement. You know, they're life sustaining habits, but let's call them what they are. We, you know, when you talk about great, you know, spiritual leaders in the world, or people that are hugely successful, they have success rituals. They have rituals they do every day. They have rituals they wake up to. Rituals support and sustain your life. So let's be really intentional and clear about it. Rituals, habits. Rituals build, habits break down. Get rid of the habits, build more rituals.
Okay, so what tangible things can people do in the way of rituals that will enhance their performance, enhance their lives, make them better human beings? More satisfied? For instance, why don't we start with this? Since we understand that gratitude is important, even though I did that show the other day, I have not been practicing gratitude every single day like I should. How do I create a ritual for gratitude?
Well, I mean, you sit down, you say, okay, for the rest of my life, I'm going to spend 5 minutes every morning doing this, and you go, BS, right? You're not going to do that, but you can break things down. I like to break things down into small success chunks, right? And if you can do a few things, like, I have in my book, I have a 5 minute morning gratitude practice, and I also practice and put that in to my 12-day reboot program. Now, I do the 12-day reboot. It's kind of like I call it the power cleanse, but it's not just what you train, not just what you eat, but it's what you do for 12 days. And so I have a positive focus at the end of the day and a positive focus at the beginning. And I try not to take too much time, but I say anybody can do anything for 12 days. And if at the end of 12 days, you can begin to judge, what was I doing? Did it help? Did it feel better? And you'll find these things start to sustain. That's your first glimpse of a positive feedback. I go, oh man, maybe that was working, or it starts to not be such a hassle. So if we can make movements into them in small chunks of time and commit to 7 days, commit to 5 days, commit to 12 days. You know, and it's funny because I just relaunched the 12-day reboot today because I like to do this quarterly. I think every quarter, if you can reset your body, mind, and life in 12 short days, it's a great way to get into a new ritual to upregulate and, you know, kind of cleanse some foods out, get all the stuff out of your life that's bogging you down, and get some new stuff in.
Why 12 days, Sean?
Because it was really cool the way it sounded, 12 days, 12 weeks, and 12 months. And I think 12, it fit
12,
together real well.
12 steps. The number, yeah. 12 seems to be really popular.
They work well together. And it really, it does. 14 days is a good one, you know, cause it breaks on things. But I just think 12 works really well because it gives you one weekend, one weekend off, and allows you to get the time to reset. And it's long enough and short enough together at the same time.
So what kind of things can people start doing, do you think, that can enhance their ability to create rituals?
Well, I mean, start with a few small things. I mean, create a list. Look for a list of rituals. I just created 15 things you can do to change your life in 5 minutes or less. And it's a report I'm putting up, you know, 15 short things, and I should pull it up right now.
Where can people get this report?
Well, you'll have to see my blog soon because I'm just posting it up.
Okay,
I don't
okay.
have it somewhere yet.
Well, don't forget, this is going to be in the podosphere. So people may be listening to this show for the first time a week after the interview. So give the blog.
Fullstrengthlife.com. That's fullstrengthlife.com.
Fullstrengthlife.com.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, 15 things, and I'm just, you know, I gave, you know, short things you can do, like I said, 5 minutes or less a day. I mean, one of the things that I do as a ritual is I do a shake break every day, and I do make that, I make my full strength shake break a 5 minute ritual, which is a mindfulness practice of positive intention and gratitude. I have a little journal, So here's simple things you can do. Journal 5 minutes a day. Journal is a practice that has been proven to be transformative. Meditate 5 minutes a day, not 20 minutes a day, not 50 minutes a day, five short minutes. Eat the same things every day. Have one meal a day that's a repeat performance every single day.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that too. I believe that's important. I got to tell you the truth. I think that when the body is presented with the same meals day in and day out, the body becomes much more efficient at assimilating these things.
Yeah. And you also get to have that piece of gratitude where you're looking at the food and going, I'm understanding that I'm appreciating this food, and this food is meant for the purpose of supporting my body, well-being, life, and energy. And it's not a brain entrainment where I'm creating more addictive craving patterns.
What are your thoughts on the whole self-help approach to, if you just keep saying, I'm happy, I'm grateful, that you're going to be happy and grateful? You think that really works for some people?
I think for some people it works. I think for some people it's a big disguise and a cover up. And I think, you know, it can fail at times because I think if you overblow it and oversell it and you think it's going to do everything and that I don't have to do anything, I can just sit here and let the world happen, I think you're full of it. I think if you do that practice with good intention and good meaning, I think it does change, because I do believe that we train our states and our states train us, right?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it's training your brain. It's training it's training yourself. Life is a reflection of what you see, and what you see is what you focus on and what you interpret. So the meaning that life gives is not out there, but it's in you. You're creating the meaning. So if you start looking for things through your reticular activator, like, you know, right now I'm going to ask everybody to see how many Volkswagen bugs they see on the way home, right? You'll see 10 times as more. It'll freak you out.
Yeah, because you're looking for them. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, your brain turns on, you just turned on a filter to look for them. If you, every morning you turn on, in 3 minutes, you turn on a filter to look for the things that are gratitude in your life, the positive things in your life. If you train that, in 12 days, come out of that, and you'll start seeing, you'll be reporting to people, I didn't know how great, I have all these great things happening.
So is it adequate just to wake up in the morning and say to yourself, I'm going to pay attention to things that I'm grateful for, or is there another syntax that you have to put it in for it to, I mean, it's easy to say, I'm going to look for Volkswagens because there's Volkswagens everywhere. You know that that's a Volkswagen. I'm afraid that some people they haven't been grateful for so long that they don't know what to be grateful for anymore. Because when you ask people, what are you grateful for? You know, they give the requisite answer. Well, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my job. It's like, no. What, like, makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up and your nipples get hard when you think about it?
Well, and I think that comes over time with you sit up every morning, you get up, part of your journal practice is, I'm going to write down three things this morning that I'm grateful for today. And that grateful might be, I'm grateful that it's snowing outside and it's cold because that wakes up my senses. It doesn't have to be things that I would generally go, well, that's wonderful. I mean, I've sat in a room with one of my neighbors just recently, who's just recovered from 6 months of cancer treatment. And he's worn out, beat up. He's been at MD Cancer Center in Houston for 6 months without his family and kids. And he sat there and looked at me with straight face. He goes, I'm so grateful I got cancer. It's the greatest thing ever happened to me.
Why?
Because it woke him the hell up. Because he sees life, because he was so busy doing life.
You know? It's so funny you say that, because several years ago, I did a show with a doctor from the United Kingdom who did research. How many life-threatening events does it take for someone to change a risky behavior? They actually looked at near-death experiences in people. How many, you know, some people it took one, some people it took three, some people it took six. And they were trying to ascertain what the difference is in people's mentalities between the person who had one life-threatening event occur because of risky behavior, that they eliminated that risky behavior, that somebody who took six and eventually succumbed and died, for instance. And so it made me start to think about, wouldn't it be cool, because we have artificial what do they call that when you put the goggles on, you feel like you're really in the I can't think of it right now. But anyway, wouldn't it be cool if you could make somebody believe that they've had a life-threatening event where they come out of it and their senses are so crisp and receptive to everything in life, that it's like things taste better, things feel better, just because they're still alive and nothing more than that.
And that period of waking up, that moment of awakening, that sense that you just avoided a near-death fall, right? And that you're fully alive and you smell and see everything is exactly what you can be feeling and should be feeling every moment when you wake up to what is here. When you're not fogged down by burdens, by your stories, by your brain. And that really is what the art and practice of meditation is about. People think meditation is about going to sleep or something. Meditation is about getting a distance between the experience I'm having and me, and really the reality, and being able to see it fresh every time. People who are awakened, I mean, the enlightened state is a permanent state of being able to be just that. Enlightened is that permanently.
Wow. And that's got to be intense. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion. We're talking with Sean Phillips, author of Strength for Life. Where can people get the book, Sean? Where would you prefer that they get the book?
Strength for Life, you can get at Amazon.com, or you can go to FullStrength.com, and I have it in my store.
There you go, FullStrength.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Sean Phillips.
NASA. NASA.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Sean Phillips. So, Sean, you have your list open. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to give them all, but I thought it was great that on my 15 things that the first one was a 5-minute daily gratitude practice.
So let's talk a little bit about journaling for a second.
Yep.
Okay. Obviously, journaling can have two purposes. You can kind of do stream of consciousness type stuff. Or is it worthwhile to journal with a prescriptive approach? So in other words, I'm purposely journaling about what you're grateful for, even if you don't have the connection, the old fake it till you make it type of a thing.
Yeah, I think that the a combination is the best way to go about it, especially on a time-sensitive world and a time-crunch world when you're not having a hard time committing space to it. So it becomes kind of goal-driven. So if you look at a journal first thing in the morning, you say, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the three things today I'm grateful for and write them down. Now, the magic in the journaling is two things. One is getting things out of your head and into an object world so that you can see them. Two is there's art in the pen, right? I mean, this is paper to pen. And we don't do that this much these days. We are always typing into screens and computers and technology. And there is truly something magical about pen to paper, pen to paper.
What about this notion that, and I think this, I speak for a lot of people when I say, if I sit down and journal about the things that I'm most grateful for, we all want to, appear very altruistic, and we all want to appear very deep, in our thought and our level of intelligence. But I may journal about, you know, the lovemaking session that morning. Am I being too shallow if that's what I'm most grateful for at the moment?
Hell no, man. I think it's about being real. And this is the thing about journals is this is really your space. And this is not stuff that people need to be reading. And you should never write or journal so that somebody else, you know, that's the freedom in it. It's the one place in the world we're having an inner dialogue with our, you know, true inner dialogue where we're not just rambling to ourselves, but we're really truly expressing. I mean, journaling has been shown, I mean, to be the, you know, meditation and journaling together combined, actually the two most awakening and growing up, evolving practices there can be. I mean, if you look at all the great, you know, leaders and people, I mean, from Steve Jobs on down, they all keep journals. They all run journals. I mean, it's a practice of awakening.
You know, that's really interesting. When I think about it, if I'm journaling and I feel embarrassed or awkward about the things that I am journaling about, then I'm journaling with either an intention that someone is going to read this, or I'm journaling. I'm not journaling for myself. Then, if I'm not totally honest, then I'm thinking, oh, gee, that sounds tacky to say that that's what I'm grateful for. There is no right or wrong in your journal. And I think one of the greatest things to start out with, I'm just after talking to you about this, is to start out and say and journal the most honest things that you may feel uncomfortable about. Get it out there, kind of like just blurt it out on the paper.
Yeah, well, and it's funny. That's one of my practices here is in my five practices is share something with someone close to you that you're embarrassed to recognize. You kept a secret, right? Sharing a secret. I mean, really just getting in the practice of just opening up. But the great way to do that is to open up to yourself first, because we will. I mean, that's part of the moving past that in journaling is that we're also inside of our ego construct, and our ego is sensitive and our ego has fear, you know, beyond our ego, you know, back to surrender, right? If we can get in beyond that where we can say whatever we want to say to ourselves, we start to become comfortable with ourselves. We'll probably find a lot of criticism early on for ourselves. So if we look at let's go back to journaling on a construct. So say you do three things. You're just writing three things first thing in the morning. You don't think a lot about them. You write them. You put them pen to paper. That's a part of journaling. Then you might set aside a time then or later where you just do 5 minutes of – a lot of spiritual people will say, you know, I do 10 minutes of journaling in the morning and that's my spiritual time. You know, that's my Jesus time or whatever it is, right? That's how I spend time with God. That's how they choose to do it. That's their journaling. Whatever you want to call it, that's when you're really free flowing things I'm worried about, things that are coming up for me, whatever comes into my psyche, things I want to write about, things I'm frustrated about, things I'm happy about.
So really, there's no right or wrong things to journal about. You should just sit down kind of like a writer, who most writers sit down and begin writing. They just begin writing. They may write, you know, the paper is white, these keys feel cold, and then all of a sudden it kind of morphs into some inner dialogue that comes out of the paper. So it sounds to me like the whole process of journaling is not necessarily to sit down with an intention. Not to sit down with an idea, but an intention.
Yeah.
Sit down with an intention to journal, regardless of what it is. Get it, just get the pen moving, get the ink coming out, and then let flow whatever flows. And don't think about it like you're journaling on someone else's behalf or to someone, because this is a private moment between you and your brain.
Yeah, and you start to shorten the gap between, you know, thought and experience. I mean, really kind of, you actually get more into experience and less out of the thinking mind, right? The thinking, because the thinking is such a construct. It's that matrix world again. So if we go into that, and it's a great way to put it too, which is you write down, I mean, how many times I've sat there and just journaled, I don't know what to write about. I don't know what I'm journaling about. I don't actually feel like journaling today, but I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then you come away with some great stuff, but it doesn't, I mean, great stuff is irrelevant. I mean, great stuff is what our ego calling it great stuff. Who the hell cares?
That's true.
Whatever it is.
That's true. And so coming back full circle to the reason for the show today, which is creating rituals and submitting to these things so that you can learn something from them, whether it be they didn't work or they do work. This really needs to be a practice. You need to practice this. You need to do it with some consistency. If it's a 12-day, do you think it's adequate to journal for 12 days in order to get the hang of it? Or is it something that you, you got to do it every day? Or how do you approach it with people?
I think you create an everyday practice of it, but I think everything begins with a step. I mean, you know, one of the things I write about at Strength for Life is the path from have to got to get to want to mastery. And there's steps in this kind of motivation, and there is an external degree of discipline in anything we begin that starts early on. And so we just kind of take it at face. I mean, what if you did 12 days, took a couple days, kind of felt it out, and did 10 more, 12 more, and keep doing it in little intervals until you get the hang of it. And just go in and out of it, but reflect on what you've been doing. How did that serve me? So once again, I'm not judging. This is back to the beginning of the show. I'm not going to judge, did I journal today and get some result out of that? I'm going to journal for 12 days, then reflect for a couple of days on how did that feel for me? What did I get out of that? What was working? Let me do 12 more.
Talk about should do, have to, want to. Talk, expand on the, you know, I think people don't put enough stock in the meaning of words and how they affect actions.
Yeah, well, it should is the obligation. And so much of what we think of motivation early on is about fear and obligation, you know, combined with resistance and all those things, which especially if you start into fitness, you know, the doctor says, you know, I should exercise. Well, should. You know, ultimately, we should will lead you to have to. Should is the path to have to. But all things like this that we start into when we engage in something new that isn't yet part of who we are because we don't think we have a natural tendency towards it, we have to have some external construct, some that might be social community, that might be a doctor telling us we have to, some kind of discipline. And so just because when we start something new, we think of discipline, we think, well, I have to have discipline for the rest of my life. I can't keep this kind of discipline up. Well, discipline drops in a market level as your motivation and inclination to do things, even things, you know, once again, even things that are bad for you, even drugs or, you know,
overeating,
food or other
right,
habits,
right.
Build the same way. They build the same way. Why not build good ones? So if there is a set phase of I have to, or I should, to kind of like suddenly, well, you know, I'm journaling for a month and, you know, I didn't for a few days. Now I kind of want to, you know, and then it, you know, joy starts to pick up. I get to do that. You know, I get a workout. I mean, you and I, Carl, like, you know, it's beyond get to. It's now, you know, I'm more of a have to, but it's just an absolute who we are. Ultimately, there becomes an embodiment. It's just who you are.
What about people who put things off and procrastinate? I think most of us are guilty of procrastination at some point in our lives, but they, you know, I'm going to buckle down tomorrow. Tomorrow comes and something gets in the way and they deviate from the plan. And they say, well, tomorrow I'm going to, and there's this notion that we're never going to run out of tomorrows. We'll get this done eventually.
Well, I think two things. What if we procrastinated quitting right? You know, back to Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
If you're going to procrastinate, you're quitting. But, I mean, the reality is we all do because we assume too much. And then we have to get down to what is really important. When you're on your last dollar, your last dime, or your last minute, you go back to what really freaking matters. What am I going to do that really matters? And you stop apologizing for things. You stop expecting so much from other people and you start just doing more of what matters. And I think it's acting with that kind of urgency. And this is something that journaling can get you to. I think journaling and doing lather, rinse, repeat, where you keep things more consistent, you know, I mean, staying in a consistency helps you make those decisions better.
So regardless of what it is, you have to have that one, at least one consistency anchor.
Yeah. I mean, repeating certain things and, you know, it's like, you know, we use fitness a lot in this. I mean, stick with a diet. How do you know if a diet worked if you did it for a day and a half, right?
Right. Right.
You know, stick with it. When I ask people to do full strength, you know, I say, you know, it's great if you want to taste it full strength because it's an amazing shake. But I say 14 days, give me 14 days. Do one shake a day, first thing in the morning, and you be the judge. You be the experience. You have the experience. But you know what I also get out of that? If people can't do a shake every day for 14 days, I don't actually want them as a client.
Really?
Yeah. It's like I get to fire you. Because it, you know what? It's really clear that you don't actually have the sustainability and the desire to stick to something. And, you know, we're going to have this love-hate, difficult relationship where you're going to be constantly trying to get me to convince you to take action. You're going to be constantly failing. It's just going to be dysfunctional.
So really what they should do is they should just go with what they really feel. And that's another thing. I think that, and that comes to full, to talk about what we were talking about in journaling. If you're journaling with the idea that there's someone over your shoulder looking at this and qualifying and quantifying what you're writing, and that's actually your ego that's looking over your shoulder.
Yes.
Maybe some people need to give in. Maybe the journey starts with submitting to the fact that you really don't want this that bad.
Yeah, yeah. And if you actually tried that on, if you try it on, I don't want it that bad, you might find that you kind of want it, right? But
right.
You have to do it. I mean, it's you know, life is a lot like, you know, most people function like a donkey strapped to a pole, right? They go walk around in a circle. So you think, picture the pole. You got a donkey on a leash and he's going around in a circle.
Right.
And they go up. Oh, I think things are trending really good. I'm getting really good. Oh, I was feeling really bad, really bad. I got to change this. I got to go back. Round and around and around they go.
Right.
And you know what you got to do sometimes? You got to just take the leash off and go grab the pole.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, just be the pole. Just walk at the pole. Stop walking, you know, cause whatever we resist persists. So I don't want to start fitness. I got to start fitness. I got to start fitness. I don't want to do, you know, just walk right at it.
Yeah.
Surrender to the fact you're strapped to a pole and just embrace the pole.
You know, years ago, I had a couple people asking me, you know, they wanted to get started in their fitness program. They wanted to. And I said, look, don't get started in your fitness program. Get started by driving to the parking lot of the gym.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, if you decide you don't want to work out, drive home. Sometimes you need to take a small step that doesn't seem like the significant part of the journey, but it's in the right direction and kind of just embrace that small little step.
Well, and there's something magical in that can be held over a show, which is playing mind games with yourself. Understanding where your resistance is and stopping just short of it and getting yourself moving closer, you know, how do you get closer to the edge without really knowing if you're going to jump off or not?
Interesting.
You know, and you allow yourself those outs. That's a way to allow yourself the outs so that you can move closer to that thing. And then, you know, it's setting up the practice and getting in and moving through it. Just moving through the resistance. We spend our life moving through the resistance. I mean, you know, back to, you know, one great ritual. 14 days, you take the shake every day, do a shake every single day. On day 11, 12, 13, 14, you're going to know. You're going to have your own experience of what's impacted in your life. You don't need me to tell you and to write another television commercial and to put it on a billboard so you can see it because you can call and tell me.
Yeah. That's true. But again, most people don't stick with anything long enough to find out if it works or it doesn't. We're going to take our last commercial break and we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Sean Phillips, author of Strength for Life. You can go to, give the website again. It's Full Strength.
Fullstrength.com or Full Strength Life is my blog, fullstrengthlife.com.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Sean Phillips.
Murder, she wrote. Riff. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote.
I
have never endorsed a training guide before. The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Phillips. Your back's against the wall. There's no one home to call. Author of Strength for Life. And I want to just summarize, Sean. We've covered a lot of ground here. The important message of this show today is to develop rituals and embrace those rituals, and don't worry about whether or not they are justified by the means. I'm sorry, by the end, because you're trying to learn whether or not things work, so that you can keep the things that do and disregard the things that don't. But you cannot learn that. You can't be told by somebody, do this every day and that's going to work for you. It has to, you have to figure it out yourself. So in summary, the best way to start these rituals, like Bill Murray, was first to submit, right, Sean?
Yeah. Surrender to what it is and don't try to make it right. I mean, don't try to find the right ones. Just do the ones. Do something.
You know, if you are looking in the mirror day after day going, man, I just have 10 pounds to lose to look the way I want, but you've been saying this same thing for the past, 6 months, 8 months or longer, It's like, you know what? Look in the mirror and say, you know what? I don't want to lose 10 pounds, obviously, because I'm not doing the things that I know could lead me to losing those 10 pounds. I just think I'm going to get comfortable feeling this way right now. And I know people are probably thinking, Carl, that's the stupidest thing you've ever said, but it's not. That's part of submitting. That's part of it. Part of submitting is saying, okay, I'm here. This is where I am. I'm fine with it. If nothing else changes about me, I'm fine with it. I can live. I can be a whole person. I can have a happy life with that. Because I believe strongly that embracing that is a form of success. And like Sean said a moment ago, success breeds more success. What do you think about that? You think I'm off base?
No, I think you're absolutely right. You're right. You're at the center. You're the donkey going around the pole, and you grab the pole and you stop running around in circles. And I think that a lot of what we do in pursuing our fitness and pursuing our weight loss and our muscle gains is a way of avoiding the actual experience of what we want to be having and living in this constructed world. Now, I'm going to share a little short story. I'm going to keep it short because it fits into that perfectly. I have a coach in Canada, a brilliant guy, Fortune 100 CEO coach, just an amazing guy. He had health conditions his whole childhood. He learned to eat as a way because he spent all his time in hospitals. And he graduated high school at over 300 pounds and football player kind of guy, but just big, big, big dude. He spent years pursuing every diet, every sort of fitness, everything he could do. He probably spent 5, 6, 7 years trying to lose weight. He finally said one day I woke up and he said, you know what? I'm just a fat man. That's what I am. I'm a fat man. And he said, I'm done trying to be somebody else. I'm done trying to chase it. And he said, I just sat there. And he said, I sat for a couple of weeks as a fat man. And he goes, you know what? I realized I wasn't a fat man. And I just quit. And I just dropped it. He dropped 100 pounds in the first year. And he's maintained about 175 for the last 20 years.
Yeah. And that speaks exactly to what I'm talking about. Sometimes you need to give in to where you are and embrace it first.
Yeah.
And know that you're not going to be there forever. So, you know what? Enjoy it. Enjoy it for a little while. Wow. Here's where I am right now. This is where I am right now. That's all I am. But you can't feel that you're there right now if you keep ignoring it and just using and doing the same thing over and over again and going, oh, you know what? I just need to lose 10 pounds. I just need to lose 10 pounds. Well, the reality is that you're not there yet. Here's where you are. Embrace that right now. Then you'll be able to embrace when you lose the 10 pounds.
I call it moving forward from a position of strength, which is as long as I'm reaching out or I'm avoiding where I am, I'm trying to move from a position of weakness. And if we get back to center, I mean, chapter 3 of my book, I have that whole piece, moving forward from a position of strength, which is you've got to get back to your ground, back to where you are, back to accepting what you're doing. I mean, that's the first step in the Body for Life challenge was, right? Get a picture of yourself, look straight at it and say, this is where I am.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
You know?
Last couple minutes here. What else do you want people to take away from the interview?
I would love to say to people, you know, take a 12-day gratitude practice. I mean, do something, change something, bring it in now. Don't do it later. Don't wait for a different time. And journaling, I think journaling and meditation and really finding the mindfulness space. And I mean, when I say meditation, I believe my strength training is a form of meditation. So, finding that space, that gap and really being with, you know, beyond the ego.
Yeah. Sean Phillips, always great to have you on the show, brother.
Always great to be here, Carl. I love talking with you and enjoy the hell out of the music.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Sean Phillips, the book is Strength for Life. You can get it at fullstrength.com. You can also – people can get – are you still doing the free samples of the shakes over there?
I am doing free samples. And I do freestrengthshake.com is a great place to go, freestrengthshake.com.
Okay, so check that out. Sean, thanks a lot. We'll have you back on soon, brother.
All right, thanks, Carl. Talk to you soon, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, now tomorrow is Tuesday, so you know what that means. We have the Blueprint Power Hour. You don't want to miss that. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. Hopefully we've made a little bit of a change in your life. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.